The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first, Minister for Justice Helen McEntee has signed two ministerial orders into effect from today in a further effort to clamp down on migration. She will see fines of up to €5,000 imposed on airlines and ferry companies who fail to verify that passengers have all the proper travel documents on them. Now, Owen Corry is editor and owner of Travel Extra. He's on the line to talk about this. Owen, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Recently on a flight, as I disembarked and walking into Dublin Airport at Terminal 1, I was stopped by the Gardaí, even before I got into the terminal building, looking to see my passport. Which I thought, that's fine, because it means they're at least addressing the problem slightly earlier than they might have done before people reach the legendary toilets to which Michael O'Leary referred.
Yes, if I was the Gardaí looking for a person of ill repute, I'd start with Pat Kenny. No, it's a very big issue for aviation. It's a very big issue for the way we come and go from this country, because what has been happening is that the onus on checking documents and undocumented arrivals has been transferred more or less to the airlines. Ireland is not alone in this. This has been happening worldwide. The fine to an airline for somebody arriving in a country with incorrect paperwork is very high already, 3,000. Helen McEntee wants to increase it to 5,000. I think there is a sense that the numbers arriving undocumented will decrease if the fine is increased. But all of that is, like most of the whole area of illegal immigration, in very uncharted territory.
Now, Owen, let's tease this out, because if you're going to be fined €3,000, as it was, and now €5,000 for a passenger that gets on board with either false documentation or with no documentation at all, and how that would occur, I don't know. But airlines, by and large, are reasonably diligent about that. Before you get on the plane with Ryanair or Lingus, they insist on seeing your travel documents, your boarding card and your passport. So the passengers, even if they're chancing their arm, are showing the airline something.
And in the real world, Pat, it's not someone, it's not the person who schemed to illegally enter another country that causes the fines. It's things like damaged passport, water damage, a small tear on a page in a passport. I've been in those situations myself. And the immigration official, depending on who you meet, will look at it and say, this is not valid. And they will march you over to the holding area, and you're returned to the place that you came from. Now, it is usually something like water damage in a passport, somebody out on the beach or in a rain shower or a small tear where, these two staple immigration documents onto pages and somebody removing it tears a bit of it. That's what's happening in the real world. While from where Helen McEntee is looking, she's saying there's large numbers of people arriving undocumented, and they are very large. They're nearly 5,000 in 2022 and 3,285 in 2023. But if you look into
and
the
we're
detail...
And we're told up to 20,000 this year is the projected number.
Well, yes, and we're in uncharted territory when you're talking about projections. But when you look at the real case studies, that tends to be what you're dealing with is passengers whose passport isn't really in order. Now, we travel with a very powerful passport, one of the most powerful in the world. A lot of the residents in Ireland and a lot of people from around the world need visas, they need clearance, they need the date to be right on the visa, they need the stamps and the paperwork all to be in order. That tends to be what happens. And you meet it in Middle Eastern airports a lot more than you win in Dublin, because the queues get longer, because everybody has to be, meticulously gone through at the check-in desk. What's happening in Europe is a little bit different, in that when you're traveling from a Schengen country or from a European Union country, the checks aren't as rigorous. And we're left then with somebody at the gate who has 189 passengers to load in 20 minutes, going through passports at speed. And I would suspect that most of what happens when the airline is fined is somebody going through a passport at speed, and when they turn up at the other side, the passport not being regarded as valid. It's uncharted territory where when the fines have been increased in some of the countries, and the officials in those countries would say the number of fines has come down. But if what the real problem here, Pat, is that if somebody is determined with forged documents and sometimes a forged passport to get through the eagle eyes of the security officials that are in the airport where you land, they're not going to be spotted by a member of the airline staff at the desk who's boarding 189 people.
Won't the airlines simply do what immigration tends to do when you arrive at airports in Europe and you're not coming from a Schengen country? If you are and arriving in another Schengen country, there's no passport control at all. But what happens is that the passport is scanned, and its verification in some way, whether you're on a terror list or whatever it might be, is checked out. But for the airlines to simply organise that every document is photographed, you know, scanned in, so it's stored in a database, if then the authorities at the arrival airport have a problem, they can go to the airline, say, give us a look at the document for XYZ or for the passenger who was in seat 12B, and let's see what you saw and do it that way. That would be a fair way, although it might be a little bit more trouble for the airlines. Or would it offend against GDPR?
Well, it'll take a little bit of time to get that because the systems aren't talking to each other. An airline official at the check-in desk is there to see that you are the person whose name is on the ticket and that you have the correct visa. It's usually about visas. The person boarding you is checking you to know, are you the name that's on the ticket? That's to prevent someone buying, reselling tickets and all of those things that could possibly go on. So what you're talking about and probably eventually will happen is that database of suspect characters will be also made available to the airlines, and they do the scanning, or the scanning system goes back to that original database. We're quite a few years off that, and there are all sorts of concerns would be raised, as you might imagine, including GDPR along the way. What happens then is that, you know, Helen McEntee and politicians like Helen McEntee all over Europe, when they're looking for a solution and people are putting them under pressure about illegal, undocumented immigrants, they transfer that onus onto the airline. And Michael O'Leary has been quite vocal on this in the past. There is no way that somebody checking in 189 passengers on an Ryanair flight can be aware that somebody with the correct passport will then destroy it somewhere in the airport. That's where your Garda appeared from. That's become an issue in Dublin Airport. Have been cases where it happened, and the Gardaí have randomised checks on people before they actually entered the terminal building.
By the way, the Garda nodded to me. He didn't want my passport, but I insisted because, you know, I didn't want to be seen to be the one not being interrogated.
You would be all over social media, Pat, exactly, if you did that. Yeah.
This from Paul in Westport. I feel like this is lip service. The documents are being checked at the time of departure. The documents are being disposed of after arrival. This is on the government, the Gardaí, and the immigration services. So lip service, would you agree with that, that this is a kind of a tokenistic gesture by Helen McEntee? Because if you have a lot of people coming in illegally and it's $3,000 each time, jacking it up to $5,000 is not going to make the person at the check-in desk any more expert in detecting forgeries and frauds.
The penalty for somebody missing, to an employee, for someone missing a passport with a torn page and then the airline being fined, the penalty is quite severe for the employees. So it is absolutely passing the parcel. It's, you know, if you're seen to do something, this is what you do. You put the onus back on the airlines. The actual The tackling of the problem, if someone is really determined to fool an immigration official, even for the immigration officials, it's very, very difficult to get around or to make sure you catch every person. And the notion that somebody who's joined, isn't even working for Ryanair, by the way, is working for a company that's contracted to Ryanair, yeah. Would have the sharp eye to see that is quite unrealistic.
How can an airline stop passengers destroying their documents mid-flight? They can't, and punishing airlines with fines is ridiculous because all it will do is cause regular passengers having to pay a lot more. And that's it.
It'll cost about 25 million more to the airlines that use Irish airspace. And it's you can get hung up on Helen McEntee and Irish officials doing this, but it is an international sin. We've seen the fines that were introduced to regionally put it back on the airlines. Willie Walsh is the Secretary General of IATA. The aviation body is quite strong on this. More and more of the responsibility being heaped back on the airlines instead of the immigration officials, because it gives them less to do, and it gives the sort of politicians a chance to start pointing the finger somewhere else.
Owen Corry, thank you very much for joining us. Owen Corry, editor of Travel Extra. Well, now it's time for this.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.